शुक्लां भरतरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ In Vishnu Sahasranama, we've been studying the Nyasam portion and then we have come to Dhyanam. After the introductory verses and Yudhishthira's question and Bhishmacharya's reply, response to his questions, before he proceeds to give the thousand names of Lord Vishnu, in our tradition, in our culture, there is this process of Nyasam, which is installing God in our entire personality, protecting ourselves from the negativities, so that our body, mind, words are all integrated when we do this Dhyanam. This Japa should be done with utmost sincerity. So that they make sure by giving these cultural practices, these rituals, which involves installation of God in our entire personality from head to toe, and then mentally visualizing the Lord, and with the body, mind integrated, we chant the words, then it is not a mechanical process. Anything that is done mechanically is not going to help us. So therefore, before getting into the chanting of the words verbally, this installation and dhyanam has a lot of significance. So this is not part of the original Vishnu Sahasranama given in the Mahabharata. Later on in the tradition, this nyasam and dhyanam has come about. So, in this we have seen two shlokas. Shiro danvat pradeshe shuchimani vilasat taikate motikana mala klipta sanastas patikamani nibai motikai banditangaha shubrair abrair adabrair uparivirachitai mukta piyushavashayi anandina puniyad arinaligagada shankapane mukundaha. I bow down to that mukunda, let him make us all holy. And he is seated on a throne which is fully decorated with pearls, and it is in the beautiful milky ocean, and the sands around the ocean on the beach are all glittering like pearls. Its white clouds are pouring as it were, and he is sitting there. Let that Mukunda, Anandina Punyad Arinalilagata, Shankapanir Mukunda, he is sitting with Shankh Chakra Gada Padma. I am mentally visualizing that Lord and then praying to him, may he bless us, may he make us holy, may he make us think positively, you know. So bringing that Lord in our mind and doing that dhyanam. In the next shloka, the first one which I just quoted is talking about Ekarupa Dhyana. The next shloka talks about Vishwarupa Dhyana. So that Lord is the one who is pervading this entire universe. So the entire universe is seen as that Lord, Vishwarupa. So here he says, Bhupalo Yasya Nabhir Yat Asura Nila Chatra Suryaucha Netre Karna Vasha Shirodhau Mukamapi Dahano Yasya Vasteya Mabdish. Antastam yasya vishvam suranara gagago bhogi gandharva daityaihi chitram ramramyate tribhuvana vapusham vishnu visham namahi. So that Vishnu who pervades these three worlds, to that Vishnu I bow down, and for him the earth is the feet. and this breath is the air that you see, and space is his belly, moon and sun are his eyes, ears are the direction, and the land of God, it is Swarga, the Swarga is his head. So from earth to Swarga means the entire universe is covered by Mahavishnu, who has fire as his mouth. From his mouth the fire coming, they show in the Swarupa Darshana. So, and who has sea as his stomach, meaning the urine bag, as I said last week, is conceived as his, the entire sea is conceived as his urine bag, which is there inside the stomach, in whose belly plane enjoy gods, men, birds, animals, serpents, Gandharvas, Asuras, etc. What he is trying to say is, the entire creatures, the living and the non-living, everything is in him. That's how you conceive of that Mahavishnu and do Dhyana. So, Ekarupa Dhyanam and Vishwarupa Dhyanam. Now the next shloka. Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam Padmanabham Suresham Vishwadaram Gagana Sadrisham Megavarnam Subangam Lakshmi Kantam Kamalnayanam Yogi Vityanakam Yam Vande Vishnum Bhavabhayaharam Sarvalokaikanatham Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam Padmanabham Suresham Vishwadaram Gagana Sadrisham Megavarnam Subangam Lakshmi Kantam Kamalnayanam Yogi Vityanakam Yam Vande Vishnum Bhavabhayaharam Sarvalokaikanatham. So that Vishnu, I bow down. Bhavabhayaharam Sarvalokaikanatham Vande Vishnu. I bow down to that Vishnu. I bow before that Vishnu. Vande Vishnu, Vande Vishnu. I bow before Lord Vishnu, who is Shantakaram. Shantakaram means one who is the personification of peace, embodiment of peace. Shantakaram. When there are no desires, you will be in absolute peace. Brahman or Atman or God, your real self is beyond desires. It's paripurna, it's complete. There is no lack. Since there is no lack, there is absolute peace. The moment you think you lack something, you'll lose your peace. Whereas the state of Brahman, there is nothing lacking. It's complete. It's paripurna. So, Shantakaram and Bhujaga Shayanam. Who sleeps? Now, the book I gave you says, who sleeps on his folded arms? Also, who's sleeping on the serpent bed? Who's lying on the five senses? Relaxed. Lying means completely relaxed. The entire universe has come out of him, but he is relaxed. And Padmanabham. Padmanabham means who has a lotus on his belly. And in the lotus, Lord Brahma is seated. Which means what? He is the womb of his entire creation. Lord Brahma creates the world sitting on his belly, and he is the womb. So the source of this entire universe is Mahavishnu, Brahman, who has a lotus on his belly. And then Suresham. Isha means Lord. Sura means the good people, devas. Asura, Asura means demons. And Sura means good people, devas. Asura means the opposite, evil people. Sura, Sureshwaram. Sura, Isham. The Lord of the world of Sura means what? Good people. He is the Lord of heaven, not just earth. Vishwa Adharam, the supporter of the world, the substratum of the world. Vishwadharam. And then Gagana Sadrisham. similar to sky. Meha Varnam, clouds, color of the clouds. Shubhangam, who has beautiful limbs. Shubha Angas, good Angas. Lakshmi Kanta, one who attracts Lakshmi, who is the consort of Lakshmi, one who attracted Lakshmi. I gave you the story, right? The gods and demons together churned the milky ocean. Lot of things came out. Approximately 14 things came out. And even Halahala poison came. Kaustubha came. Goddess Lakshmi also came. When she came with a mala, the gods and demons, everybody were going down, praying that she would garland it. And she garlanded none of them. She garlanded Mahavishnu, Narayana. Why? Because he was least interested in her. He was not looking at her at all. So, when you serve the higher, the material world gets attracted. Lakshmi Kanta, that's what it means. So if you want the wealth to stay in your family, you should do service to the Lord, and the Lord resides in all the beings. So service to humanity, service to other species. When you do, then Lakshmi will continue to be with you. That's the idea. See, some of you are in business families where the business was started by grandfather or great-grandfather. And it's been going on, you know. Your father and your uncles, and then maybe your you continue the whole thing. So there's a momentum. Now this momentum should be used not to just merely acquire wealth. The wealth should get accumulated as a byproduct. But that should not be your primary goal. The primary focus should be using this momentum to serve this universe, serve this world. It's a beautiful momentum we have. Why can't we serve this world? Using this moment, using this opportunity. Being born in such a family, continuing the whole thing, let us continue serving. With whatever products you are giving, you try to give the best product. And then serve. Then the whole thing picks up. What is saying? Lakshmi Kantam. Kamala Nayanam. The one who has lotus-like eyes, attractive eyes, open, fully opened, attractive eyes. Kamala Nayanam. Yogi Vidhyana Gamyam. Yogi Vidhyana Gamyam means who is seen by the saints in the deep yoga, when through meditation, when they are union with the inner self, they see that. That's what he said. Who is seen by saints through thought, deep meditative state. So Shantakaram, Bhujagashayanam, Padmanabham, Suresham, Vishwadaram, Vagana Sadrasham, Megavarnam, Subhangam, Lakshmi Kantam, Kamalanayanam, Yogi Vidyana Gamyam, Vande Vishnu. To that Vishnu, I bow down, I prostrate, I salute. Bhava Bhaya Haram. Bhava Bhaya. You understand? He kills all the worries and fears. This bhava means the samsaric sea. What is the samsaric sea? The pain, pleasure, honor, desire, all these things. He puts a full stop to all that. That's what it means. Bhava Bhaya Haram. Bhaya. Bhava Bhaya. The fear in this world of samsara, in the form of insecurity. He puts an end to all that. Because once you realize the self, once you know that you are actually infinite, thereafter there is no more insecurity. Sarva Lokaika Natham. Sarva Lokaika Natham means one who is the Lord of this entire universe. Sarva Lokaika Natham, who is the Lord of the lot of all the world, sarvaloka. Sarvaloka means lot of all experiences also. Without whom you cannot have any experience. I am able to talk because the Atma enlivening my organ of speech. You are able to hear because Atma enlivens your ears. The entire activities of the individual and the world is possible because of the pure consciousness function. That's all is it. Therefore, he is the Lord of all the world. Waking, dream, deep sleep. All worlds, the substratum is the Lord. He is the one who pervades and governs us. He is the one who ordains all the laws, who governs all the laws. So, to that Vishnu, I surrender. I bow down. I bow down means what? In my mind, I meditate upon him. I do not want to have any thoughts of the world. So, Shantakaram, Bhujagashayanam, Padmanabham, Suresham, Vishwadaram, Gaganasadrisham, Megavarnam, Shubhangam. When he says Megha Varnam, the color of the clouds, dark, that which is dark to us is our Atma. We know our physical body, we know our mind, we know our intellect. We do not know the Atma. That is dark to us, that is unknown to us. So that which is unknown to us, but all pervading like sky, like space, that is that Vishnu. So, Gagana Sadrisham Megha Varnam Shubhangam. Lakshmi Kantam Kamalanayanam Yogi Virdhyana Gamyam. So you can perceive him if you are also doing deep meditation in the yogic shape, you can realize it within. To that Vishnu I surrender. Vande Vishnu Bhava Bhaya Haram Sarva Lokaichana. When I surrender to the higher, there is peace. No? Otherwise there is no peace. Because the mind keeps demanding and there is no end to the demands. You will ask for anything. Sky is the limit. So therefore, all my worries, anxieties, fears will be removed when I realize the self. Therefore, I bow down to that Vishnu. Bhava Bhayaharam Sarva Lokaika Natham. See, when we do all this chanting, bowing down to Vishnu only means what? Means you don't compromise or sell your personality for anything. Our life is now of a very poor quality because we have sold it for few silver coins or few copper coins. Never sell yourself to anything other than Brahman. That is the meaning. Bow down to that Brahman alone. Next. Megakshyamam pita kausheya vasam srivat sankam taustu bodhasitangam punyopetam pundarikaya taksham Vishnu Vande Sarvalokaikanatham Megakshyamam Pita Kausheyavasam Srivat Sankam Tostu Bodhasitangam Punyopetam Pundarikaya Taksham Vishnu Vande Sarvalokaikanatham. Again, Vande Vishnu, Vishnu Vande, I bow down to that Vishnu, who Sarvalokaikanatham, who is the Lord of all the worlds. And Megha Kshyamam Pita Kausheya Vasam. Kshyama means green plus black color put together. So Megha Kshyamam is black in color. Pita Kausheya Vasam. So he is black like cloud. And who wears yellow silk? That is one meaning. Another meaning is one who is residing in the milky ocean. Pita Kausheya Vasam. Srivat Sankam. who has Srivatsa on his chest, on his left chest, there is like a mole, you know, and that is Srivatsa, which means Lakshmi resides there. It's the place where Goddess Lakshmi resides. That's what it means. Srivatsankam. Now, where is Lakshmi residing? Lakshmi is residing in Narayana's chest. That's what it means. In Lord Narayana's chest, she resides. So, all of us are interested in Lakshmi. Who is not interested in Lakshmi? But you will get Lakshmi if Narayana stays with you. And where will Narayana stay? Wherever there is service to his creation. So that is why they say, Naraseva Narayana Seva. You save the human beings, you serve the world, you serve the other species. Then Narayana will be there. See, in the Shastra, for Grahasthas, for all of us, Pancha Maha Yajna is mentioned. What is Pancha Maha Yajna? Deva Yajna. Doing rituals for Devas. Doing rituals for Devas in the sense being aware of the environment and conscientiously living without disturbing it. Deva Yajna. Then Pitru Yajna. The Shraddham, all these ceremonies that you do for the ancestors who are dead and gone. So those rituals, because they are the source. From them you have descended on this earth, from the physical angle. So you have an obligation towards them. Shraddham, etc. So, Pitru Yajna. Then Manushya Yajna, serving the humanity. Humanity. Live and let live. Not only I live. Then Bhuta Yajna, all the other species, serve them. Human being has a responsibility. See, in the name of science, we have destroyed everything. That doesn't mean we should not progress. You should not invent or discover. That's not what I'm saying. But then what has happened is, slowly, slowly if you see, the other day I read one article somewhere, talks about these, you know, these mobile antennas you have everywhere, towers. Because of that you won't see sparrows anymore. That much. Similarly when it rains, you don't see tadpoles anymore. All kinds of reasons are there for them. But all contributed by the human being. So what happens is, when the tadpoles are there, then they become frogs later on. They eat up all the mosquitoes which lay eggs on them. So dengue and chikungunya, they come in the fresh water that is stagnant. From the stagnant fresh water. These tadpoles and frogs will eat away all the eggs laid by the mosquitoes. So, you have a responsibility towards other species as well. Then, Brahma Yajna or Rishi Rinaha. Which means what? You doing sacrifice of the ego by studying the scriptures given by the Rishis. We all have Rina for the Rishis, to the Rishis. You have to pay back. How? By reflecting on the philosophy given by them so that we realize the self. So, when we do live our life performing these five yajnas, Brahma Yajna, Deva Yajna, Pitru Yajna, Manushya Yajna, Bhuta Yajna, what happens is you are worshipping the Lord to the service to the creation, to His creation, service to His creation. Then Shri will reside in you. Shri means wealth. Wealth is not just money All wealth, health is also wealth. Mental wealth. How many of us will have sound mental health? Our mind, if only there is an equipment which we can connect, it will show how much jealousy is there, how much anger is there. You know, all these nonsense, they make us absolutely, what do you call, weak. There is so much of jealousy, anger, greed, fear, arrogance. All these are what? Dirt at the mental. So our mind is not at all clean or pure. Full of filth. And when you have these kind of negative emotions, you will be constantly insecure. Always insecure. You will not have a healthy mind. So when you don't have a healthy mind, obviously you will suffer. This is the problem today. How many of us are blessed with sound mental health? Somebody you assume might have talked about you in a negative tone to somebody else. And both these fellows you don't know. I mean, you know, in the sense you may know directly through so many people, but you have no direct connection. Yet you are so disturbed. That's the way we live. Our mind is so pathetic today. The quality is so bad. So Shivat Sangam. You want, you know, here it says Shivat Sangam means on his left chest there is this mole which is actually Lakshmi residing. So if you understand the meaning of this, then you understand that when I go to Narayana, Lakshmi comes. But when I go to Lakshmi, not necessarily Narayana comes. Because he's not interested in Lakshmi. It's a technique to unite both peace and prosperity. One set of people have a lot of wealth and by their own admission they say they have lost their peace. Another set of people, they have tremendous peace but they don't have wealth. Like in the villages if you go, they're relatively peaceful. But not much wealth. So, when you fix a goal, function for a higher purpose and cause, meticulously you put in, like, you know, converging all your energies towards that goal with the attitude of service, the material wealth has to follow. Shivat Sankam. Kaustubodh Bhatsitanta, whose limbs shine because of Kaustubha. Kaustubha is another ratna or pearl that came out of the milky ocean and they churned it. So he is wearing that, whose limbs shine because of Kaustubha. Punyopetam, Punya Upetam, Punyopetam means one who comes close to us through our punyas. Only when we keep doing good deeds, he comes closer to us. If you do live selfishly, you move far away from divinity. As you start living unselfishly and selflessly, you will start seeing God living closer and closer to us. Or rather, we get closer and closer to the divinity. So therefore, he says, Punya Upetam, Punya Upetam. One who comes close to us through our Punyas. When he comes closer to us, what happens? The peace and bliss increases. When you get closer to him, the peace and bliss within you increases. Becomes multiple. Tremendous feeling of security. Punya Upetam. Pundarika Ayata Aksham. Pundarika Ayata Aksham means Pundarika Ayata Aksham. Who has eyes like an open lotus. You know. Whose eyes are like lotus leaf. All these kind of meanings are there. soft, that what it means. His eyes are soft with a lot of compassion. It's like, you know, you do some atrocity and you genuinely go to him and say, sorry, you let go. Very soft, compassionate. Lord is not interested in punishing us. See, the thing is, He maintained a distance between us and God. Children should come to you. When you bring up children, they should lovingly come to you. When you come home, they should come running, hugging you. You're constantly shouting at them, yelling at them, beating them, finding faults at them. They say, this guy has nothing better to do. Nobody will come closer to you. So when you go closer and closer to God, see what will happen. Understand this example. When you go closer and closer to Son, what will happen to you? Anybody? When you get closer and closer to God, Son, what will happen to you?
You will feel the warmth and become.
You will start becoming more hot. Your body will start becoming more hot. After a while, what will happen? You will be burnt and become one with the fire, isn't it? So, as you get closer and closer to the Son, the Son's property starts taking over you. Similarly, when you get closer and closer to divinity, the divine quality starts taking over. That's what it means. Punyopyekam pundari kayadaksham. Vande Vishnum bhakta sarva lokaikana. Vishnum vande sarva lokaikana. I bow to that Vishnu. That Vishnu who is the Lord of all the worlds. Sarva lokaikana. Punya upetam pundari kayataksham. Vishnum vande sarva lokaikana. When we understand this meaning and when we do this dhyanam, it is beautiful, you know. Otherwise, it is just mechanically practiced without understanding what is what. That will not work. Therefore, you need to understand all these things properly. Next verse. Actually, there is one more verse in between which was not there in the text I gave you, but in the tradition they chant that. I found that verse also. So I thought we'll do that verse and then go to the next one. Because in tradition, after this verse, Megat Shyamam, this verse comes, and after that only the next one comes. Namastamasta bhutana mati bhutaya bhukrute aneka rupa rupaya vishnave prava vishnave. Namastamasta bhutana mati bhutaya bhukrute aneka rupa rupaya vishnave prava vishnave. Nama samasta bhutanam adi bhutaya bhukrute. Namaha. Again, namaha, namaha, namaha. See, that I already explained this many times in our classes. What is the difference between a spiritual and a non-spiritual person? Anybody? What is the difference between spiritual and a non-spiritual person? Anyone?
I think a spiritual person will always be in gratitude and acknowledge the higher power of grace or God or consciousness.
Okay. Any other way can you say this?
Spiritual one will do something, I mean, as you said, for the higher purpose. will work for the higher good of mankind. Non-spiritual will work for their benefit, for their acquisitions.
Non-spiritual is working for the sense pleasures, mental joy and intellectual delight, catering to their ego. Non-spiritual. Spiritual person is working for the self. He is not going to do something because it pleases him. Not going to do something because it pleases the other. He's going to do something because it's good for him. It's good for the others. So spirituality means what? Not courting the ego. Not glorifying the ego. Quietening it. Dissolving it. Diluting it. That is spirituality. The opposite is, you know, trumpeting, glorifying all the time. All the time talking about one's glory. You know who I am? You know who my father is? You know who my grandfather is? Then you grow. You don't talk. You don't talk. Somewhere I came to know from somebody about Jamshedji Tata. No? So, then apparently once, long time ago, he had landed in Mumbai and his driver had come late. So, he was just walking around and he saw a small shop selling clothes there. At the airport or nearby the airport. So, they were selling clothes. He went and picked up few clothes. And he didn't have cash to pay that time in his hands. So he said, after some time I'll send it across. The shopkeeper said, sir, sorry, Boni. No? Boni means the first sale of the day. The first sale of the day, money is not coming. They believe that the whole day money will not come. So first sale, somehow they don't want the customer to leave. Somebody comes, they will somehow sell you. Hello, take it, no problem, take it at the cost price. Boni karo. So he said, sir, boni, cash nahi hai, kya kare? So then he said, no problem, you keep it. I'll give you my card. I'll send somebody, he will come and pay you and take it. He gave the card, he didn't know about Tata, nothing in him. He didn't say, there are number one, number two, nothing like that. He just kept quiet. He said, I'll send somebody. So, after some time, when the owner of the shop came, he said, somebody came and he bought enough money. He said, he'll send somebody and he'll take it. So, I kept it aside. And he is given this card. He saw the card and he almost swooned. He said, hey, have you gone mad? You know who it was? He could have bought this entire shop without any problem. And you are saying you didn't give him that clothes? What kind of a fellow you are? Obviously he didn't know. What I am trying to tell is, he didn't say that I am Tata. That is culture. That is true culture. You are going on trumpeting. That's how an egoistic person is. Only me, everything. So, namaha. Namaha means developing this culture. See how Lord has created this universe and is pervading this universe, yet he is not seen. So, your work, you should be pervading in each and every work of yours. But you should be invisible. Then you are cultured person. Namaha, namaha, namaha. Going down. Saluting. Samasta bhutanam adi bhutale. Namah samasta bhutanam adhibhutaye. Samasta bhutanam adhibhutaye means of all the manifestations, of all the beings, he is the first. That first being. Meaning is the source. Whole thing has come about from him. So to him I bow down. Namah samasta bhutanam adhibhutaya bhubhrute. Who upholds the earth. That is earth, everything, if you see, he supports the whole thing. You are saying you are making money. Let's say you are making steel, iron, stuff. From where are you getting all the raw material? From where are you getting the raw material? From the universe, from the earth. And then you are making something out of it and then selling and making money and you are thinking you are doing something great. But your activities will not be possible if there was no raw material available. Who's made sure the raw material is available? Bhuprate, one who upholds the earth. Everything he has provided. You are just intelligently surviving, using them. And then thinking within this, a madness is going on within us to become number one, number two and all these nonsense. So bow down to the first manifested of all manifestations who upholds the earth, who has the form of the manifold, Vishnu, the creator. Aneka rupa rupaya Vishnave prabha Vishnave. Aneka rupa rupaya. In other words, all forms are his form only. All are his form. This entire universe is the nama rupa of the Lord. But you don't understand it that way. So, aneka rupa rupaya Vishnave, prabha Vishnave. One Vishnu who has become many, and he is the one who is appearing in different forms. Aneka rupa rupaya. The morning sun, the afternoon sun, and the evening sun. The morning sun is very comforting. Evening sun is also good, comforting. But afternoon sun is ugra. Too much. Can't take it. It's too much. Like that, all rupas, ugra rupa, shanta rupa, all are nothing but Brahman only. Aneka rupa rupaya Vishnave. The Vishnu who is aneka rupa. Prabha Vishnare is one consciousness which has become multifold. Prakrashena Bhavati. It's called Prabha Vishnare. Next verse. Prashanka chakram sakirita kundalam sapita vastram tarasiruhekshanam saharavakshastala kaustubashriyam namami vishnam tirasha sasurbhujam. Prashanka chakram sakirita kundalam sapita vastram tarasiru hekshanam sahara vakshastala kaustubashriyam namami vishnum shirasa chaturbhujam. Namami vishnum shirasa chaturbhujam. I bow before God Vishnu who has four arms. Four arms means what? Four arms doesn't mean that he has four arms. How come he has four arms and all that? Four arms means in one arm he has chank, chakra, gaga, padma. In each arm. Dynamic. One who governs this universe through various laws. That's what it means. Sha, sa, shanka chakram. Sakirita kundalam. Saha. Shanka chakram. And sa, kirita kundalam. Kirita means crown. Kundala means ear globes. Shankan chakra. conscience wheels. So I bow before God Vishnu, who has four arms. Namami Vishnu, Shirasa, Chaturbhujam, Sashanka Chakram. One who has a conch and wheel in his hands. I already explained to you the meaning. Conch is the conscience in us. When we go against the dharma, the conscience pricks. And if you don't listen to the conscience and course correct yourself, then what happens? Gada, the maze will hit you. Means the knocks and shocks will finish you. You will have to go through hardships. And then, if you still don't listen to the maze, then Vishnu loses patience and releases the wheel, the chakra, meaning destruction. If somebody who is a pain for a particular society, sooner or later he will be chucked out, unless he has a reformation. Not possible. Sashanka Chakram Sakirita Kundala, who wears crown and earlobe. Sapita Vastram, one who wears yellow silks. See, the silk they talk about from the angle of purity, shining. Sapita Vastram. Sarasiru Heshan. Sarasiruha Ikshanam, that's what it means. Who has eyes like lotus. Sarasiruha Ikshanam. Sahara Vakshastala Kaustubashriya. Who shines because of Kaustubha. Again, the Ratnam, the pearl, is shining because of that. And worn in his garlanded chest. Sahara Vakshastala Kaustubashriya. Namami Vishnu Shirasa. I completely bow down to that Vishnu. Thy will be done, not my will be done. I do not want to make everything change according to my wish. You must understand that my intelligence, however educated I am, my intelligence is hardly anything. That understanding should be. He shines because of Kaustubha own in his garlanded chest. Next verse. Chaya yampari jatasya hena simmasano pari asinam atpudashyamam ayatakshamalankritam chandrananam sadurpaham shivat sankita vakshatam rukmini satya vamam Sukhini Satya Bhama Bhyam Sahitam Krishnamashraye Chayayam Parijatasya Hema Simmasano Pari Asinam Akudashyamam Ayatakshamalam Kritam Chandrananam Chaturbhakum Srivat Sankita Vakshatam Sukhini Satya Bhama Bhyam Sahitam Krishnamashraye. Krishnam Ashraye. I do Sharanagati to that Krishna, who is with Rukmini Satyabhama. Rukmini Satyabhama means, you can interpret it in many ways, Rukmini Satyabhama, two wives. But what it means is, God is always with Satyam and is always compassionate. So one who is always with compassion and truth. Compassion and truth. Compassion and truth. Even his punishments that he gives to the humanity or to the species is to send them back reformed. But when I say he is giving punishment, he is not sitting in the clouds and giving punishment. Through the laws, that's what it means. Through the various laws, this universe is governed. So you do all nonsensic things contributing to your ego. The world is not there to only cater to one individual. You understand? It is not there to only cater to one individual. It is there to cater to every one of us. So therefore you will be going through punishment and all that. But that is also for what purpose? To rehabilitate you, sort of compassion. If you really want to do good to your children, you got to be strict sometimes. So Shakespeare says, be soft but firm. Be soft but firm. Next. We haven't chanted verse 6, no? Oh, we have chanted, okay. Rukmini Satya Bhama. That's what I was explaining. Yeah. So, compassion and truth is one interpretation. One side is firm also, one side is melting also. That's all another meaning. All kinds of meanings are given. But he is with Rukmini and Satya Bhama. But Krishna, I surrender. Krishna also means dark. That which is dark to us is Atma. So to that Atma I surrender. In other words, I surrender means what? I render actions, I perceive, I feel through the mind and think through the intellect. And through all these things, what is my interest? Only to realize the self, nothing else. That's what it means when he says, Krishna Mahasraya. See, we should take refuge in Krishna. Krishna means the truth in this context. Not in the material stuff. The more and more you depend on the material stuff, the more and more you will be weak in life. But all you should depend on the Lord. Swamiji very lightheartedly says, the value of the dollar goes on increasing, multiplying, because in dollar it's written, in God we trust. Krishna Mahasraya. You should always be on the side of dharma, righteousness. That's what called Krishna Mahasraya. I seek refuge in Lord Krishna who is with Rukmini and Satya Bhama. Chayayam parijatasya hema simmasana upari. Hema simmasana upari. One who is sitting on the throne, golden throne. Hema simmasana means golden throne. See, now, who's sitting on the golden throne and all that, how you understand? I don't know how you people understand. So why does God need gold? Why can't he be normal? So that means what? God is also interested in gold and all the time with gold and diamonds and this and that. What do you understand from this gold seated throne? Huh? Anybody? Golden throne. What is the meaning? How do you understand this correctly? Anybody?
He's the supreme being. That's what it means. Golden throne.
If somebody whom you respect most comes to your house, in your house, you may have plates, ever silver plates, silver plates. I don't know if you have gold plates. Silver plates are there. Silver tumblers are there. Huh? And your guru, you are hosting your guru at home for 2 days. And what kind of plate will you give him when you serve food to him? You will give him silver plates.
Yes, to have.
If there is only one silver plate, you will give it to him and you will eat it there. All of you will eat in the normal plate. So golden throne, he is not interested. He is actually interested in the heart of the devotee. Golden throne, you imagine like when you do puja. You put him there. You have value for the gold. So chayayam parijatasya. Parijata is the tree. So in the shade of the parijata tree, he is sitting on a golden throne. Parijata tree is in heaven apparently. Any fellow goes under that and asks for anything, he'll give. The tree will give. That's the symbolism. That's the story. So, means what? Anybody who goes to him, he gives them everything. What is that they say in Hindi? Particular phrase, I'm forgetting. Chappat paat ke deta, something they say. Fully open karke to give.
Chappat paat ke deta. Chappat paat ke deta.
Chappat, is it?
Chappat, yeah.
Okay. That I sometimes say tappat, that is different. It is hitting, I think. Isn't it? So, fully gives. Chayayam parijatasya hemasimha sarovare. Asinam atputa shyamam ayataksham alankritam. He is, you know, who is of the color of the black cloud. Again is the color of the black cloud. And who has long broad eyes. Asinam atputa shyamam ayataksham alankritam. Sorry, Ambudashyamam. Ambudashyamam means, Ambu means rain, water. Shyama black, Dadati. The clouds, the black clouds, what does it give? It gives rain, isn't it? That's why it's called Ambudashyamam. Asinam Ambudashyamam. Like the clouds that gives rain, gives ayataksham alankritam. Long broad eyes, ayataksham means long broad eyes. Again, Karunamurti, fully open blossom, Karunamurti, ayataksham alankritam. Chandrananam, his face is cool like moon. Chandranana, Chaturbahum, four arms, Srivat Sankita Vakshas. Srivat Sankita Vakshasam, again, the goddess Lakshmi resides in him. Rukmini Satya Bhama Bhyam Sahitam Krishnamashtam. I surrender to that Krishna. Who is with Rukmini and Satyabhama. So this is the last shloka in the Dhyana. Now all this is what you need to understand finally. To understand that you don't live simply to glorify your ego. Ego is something that needs to be destroyed, removed. You know, when you go to this South Indian temple, I don't know if you have been to any of them in Delhi or in South India itself. Many of the temples you see, one is they take the coconut and give it to the pujari and the pujari breaks it into two halves. That is another one. But there is another one they do at the entrance of the temple. They take the coconut, full coconut, and hit it on the ground. And the coconut will be completely broken into pieces. So this hard coconut, the ego, needs to be broken. This is the thing. What we keep on doing is we keep on pampering the ego. So much pampering. So much pampering. See, we conduct these Gita lectures. You want to come to the lecture and you want to listen to the Guru, come early. Come 5 minutes early, 10 minutes early. Sit down. Will you go to the hospital for your operation 10 minutes late? Will you go? Will you say, Doctor, I am 10 minutes late, please hold on. Aram. Rasta mein hoon. You will have to be there few days before or one day before. They'll check all your parameters if you are ready for operation or not. Blood pressure, sugar, vigor, everything. So, you want to learn from the Guru. You're supposed to be there 10 minutes, 15 minutes before. But people call up and say, we'll be 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late. Something is happening. So, can you please reserve some seats for us in the front? Why? What for? For what? This is not some tamasha going on here. This is knowledge going on here. You should come sit down with an attitude. Only then you will receive the knowledge. So when we hear these things, people want seats to be reserved and all it. Madness. Absolute madness. Just even in the classroom where you go to study to get rid of ego, you want this seat, that seat. I mean, you won't come early. Who's stopping you? The ego has to be smashed. But the whole life, we are pampering the ego. Is the problem. Every day we go. Even Tirupati Balaji, we go. You would have informed people and then there's people receiving you. And, what for? What are you going there? They are not going there to pamper our ego. You understand? Everywhere we are used to this kind of living. This is madness. We need to rise above this madness. We need to understand it correctly and rise above this madness. That's what the spiritual living is all about. Not pampering the ego. Everywhere. The Guru knows. Guru knows. And why sometimes he gives a long rope? Because he understands. Not easy. The mind is used to all this tampering. That's why to survive in spiritual field is not easy for everyone. But if somebody is catering to your ego, then you will say, very good guru. If he is very strict, then what kind of guru this guy is? He himself is getting agitated. You will start judging him or her. Spirituality means the false entity called ego has to be removed. We're in the journey of removing the false entity. That's what it means. All this is false. In Tamil, there's a very interesting poet who says, Kayame idu poyyada. Virum kaatraditta poyyada. Kayam means this body. Poyyada means it's false. Poy means false. Virum kaatraditta poyyada. This is just a balloon, which is full of air. Any minute the balloon can burst and we can go back. And to this you are going on pampering. It's not worth living like that. That's not why you come to spirituality. You come to spirituality to experience something else. But here also you come and you want to pamper the ego. Then it doesn't work. So, understand the real meaning. So for that purpose, this is very difficult. So for that purpose, we need to integrate the body, mind, and then get on. So therefore, installation process and visualization process through jhanam. After that, the Vishnu Sahasranama, the 1000 names will start. We will see the 1000 names next week. We'll start it next week. Now, if you have any questions, please ask. Anybody?
No questions. Thank you, Guruji. I'm Let's going conclude. To leave now.
Okay. Let's conclude.
Hariyom Guruji.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Om Payena Vacha Manasendriyairva Buddhyatmanava Prakriteshvabhava Karomi Adhya Sakalam Parasmai Narayana Eti Samarpayami.